Alisa Ali here at Bonnaroo 2015 backstage in Tennessee with Courtney Barnett. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
No worries.
Have you been to Tennessee before?
Yeah, we did a show with Phosphorescent last year. And yeah, but not Bonnaroo. It's pretty exciting to be part of it this time.
What are your overall thoughts so far on Bonnaroo?
Overall thoughts. Well, I've only been here a couple of hours. Everyone seems nice, you know, that's important. No, like jocks hanging around, you know, being annoying. So it's good.
Are there big, there must be big music festivals in Australia too, right?
What
are
they? Yeah, we got some really great festivals.
Oh, you have Big Day Out, don't you?
Yeah, Big Day Out. I haven't been to that for a couple of years, but Splendor in the Grass, Meredith, Golden Plains, yeah, really cool ones.
And have you played those?
We've done a couple, yeah, those last three I mentioned, and that's kind of it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And have you ever been as just a spectator?
Yeah, I used to, I started going to festivals when I was 14, 15-ish. Yeah, and then up until 21, and then I suddenly couldn't afford it anymore, which seems like a weird thing to say, but you know, I'd moved out of home, so I had like rent and stuff to take care of.
Starving artist, I hear you. What was your first show?
First show?
Yeah, not your personal show. What was the first band that you saw play? Not at a festival, just in general.
Well, okay, because I think my first gigs were kind of festivals, but when I turned 18, which is like legal age in Australia, I saw this band called Magic Dirt, who are they're Australians, so I don't know if you know them, but they're a really cool band. They're not together anymore, but Adelita, the singer, she does like solo stuff. But yeah, that was probably one of my first gigs. That was pretty cool.
Nice. Did your parents take you to shows?
Nah. My mom, she used to be a ballet dancer, so she took me to the ballet a couple of times, which was actually pretty. It was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty fun.
Did she have high hopes for you maybe doing some pirouettes at some point?
I did a little bit of ballet when I was a tiny kid, but I actually quite enjoyed it, but she wasn't like a ballet mom or anything. She just, you know, let me do my thing, and then when I said I was over it, she wasn't upset.
Well, you've been touring for a long time now. And you've been away. You're a long way from home. You haven't been there. And how long have you been away now?
Well, we've been on this trip for 3 weeks or something. And we were home before that, but only for a little while. It's kind of, it's a bit sporadic. So basically for the last 2.5 years, we've kind of been away from home the majority of the year.
Is it a good thing, though? Are you like, let's ride this wave until, you know, the surf runs out? Or are you like... All right. I need a vacation.
It's great fun. It's, but I'm not like, you know, I'm going to be writing songs until I am like 80 years old. So I'm not, you know, trying to cash in on my wave right now. But also at the same time, you know, it's the first time I've even left Australia like 2 years ago, like when we started this touring. So, I'm kind of pretty excited to take my songs to people on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, vacation every now and then is important.
Yeah, definitely. You put out an amazing double EP. Was it last year or the year before? A Sea of Split Peas?
Can't remember. 2 years ago, maybe?
Okay. Yeah. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
I was always curious why you didn't just call that a full-length album.
Because I'd released them in Australia about 2 years apart, or maybe 1 or 2 years apart, like both EPs separately. And then when I finally got a ticket to come to America for the first time, we just thought it was easier to like put them on one CD so we didn't have to carry too many.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Yeah. And Avant Gardener obviously was a really popular song. Are you tired of playing that, or are you still into it?
No, it keeps me on my toes every time. So I'm always, you know, one line away from forgetting the whole song. So it doesn't get too boring.
And I love the title of your new record, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. I just love to say that over and over again. Oh, I good. Never get tired of it. Is that a quote?
Yeah, I think it was on a poster at my grandma's house that I always saw when I was growing up. And then when I did the album artwork and all that stuff, I've Googled it. I was like, I hope this isn't like something else.
Copyrighted.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was like it's a quote from A.A. Milne, like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's when once I knew that, I was like, oh, it's so Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Now it's even better. That's yeah. amazing. So what is your favorite song to play right now?
Small Poppies off the new album. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And why is that?
It's just, it's really great to play live. It's kind of got, it's got this whole other level of, energy and kind of, anger, which is quite nice to, you know, release on a stage to people.
You're such a nice person. It's so funny. I mean, you're so like charming and like
it's
affable.
All an act.
It's all an act. The real her is so vicious. What is your favorite song by someone else right now?
By someone else. I've been listening to this song called Shivers by The Birthday Party, but it's kind of an old song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Nick Cave. Yeah. So Roland S. Howard wrote it. But yeah, I don't know. I've always loved that song, but for some reason I can't stop listening to it lately.
And if you could have a dream collaboration?
That's always such a hard question. I don't know. I'd just say like Jeff Tweedy.
All right. Okay. Sure. That's a good one. That is a good one. Yeah. Well, Courtney Barnett, I really do hope that you will coordinate with Jeff Tweedy. You guys, you would make beautiful music together. I'm sure of it. And you're already doing that on your own. So congratulations on your new album. And I can't wait to see your set tonight. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks. Cheers.